When it comes to gaming knowledge, this Triforce of Gentlemen can one-up the competition. It's the Virtual Boys. Hello, hello, hello out there. Welcome back to the Virtual Boys, episode 5. And today we're going to do some trivia. I'm Eli Sliwa, and I'm joined here always by my lovely co-hosts.
What? It's me, Sean.
And it's me, Zach. I'm in pain, and I'm about to lose a trivia game.
Yeah, so, boys, on a scale from 1 to 10, hopefully that's going to be a 10. How confident are you feeling on this Nintendo trivia?
Absolutely horrible, and I did not mean for that sentence to rhyme 2 seconds ago.
Well, hey, well, you know, if trivia doesn't work out, then maybe you can start your rap career, you know?
Yeah, Zach Master Flow.
Spitting rhymes, chef, cooking up beats in the kitchen, you already know.
Yeah, it's me, El Jefe. Let me get you.
All right, just a little preamble, boys. I've watched many years of Jeopardy, so, you know, this isn't my first rodeo. All questions will be either Mario, Pokemon, or Legend of Zelda based. There will be a total of 10 questions. You know, winner takes it all, gets bragging rights, and you can totally cyberbully the other person online. You have my permission.
I was going to do that anyway.
Yeah, I would just... Fuck you, Sean. All right, Eli, start the quiz.
All right. Yeah, question one. What is the name of the main protagonist in Pokemon of the TV show?
Ash Ketchum.
All right, so that's 1 point for Sean. Question two. You probably know Mario works as a plumber. What was his very first job, Zach?
Baker.
Baker?
Yeah, Baker.
That is incorrect. Sean, do you have a better answer?
Baby.
That is a good answer. However, you are also incorrect. The right answer was carpenter. He's had many jobs over the years, like Dr. Chef and Toy Maker.
You gotta be kidding me.
All right. That was a no point round. Maybe tear up a little bit, but you know, it's all good. It's all good. Question number three. What is the name of Link's horse? Zach.
Epona.
That is correct. Zach, you're on the board. All right. You know what? I will let you boys choose. Pokemon, Zelda, or Mario?
I'm going to go with Zelda.
All right. What is the name of the chicken-like creatures seen all over the place in the Zelda games? Zach.
Chickens.
It's incorrect. It's not chickens.
aren't they called, like, cuckoos or something like that?
The proper term is cuckoos. Yeah, and just a warning, do not attack one with a sword. You will be swarmed. All right, Sean is currently in the lead with 2 points right now. Zach, you have one. But since Sean got that question right, I'll let you select from the three categories of Pokemon, Mario, and Zelda.
Let's go Pokemon.
Which of the following is not a potential status ailment in a Pokemon battle? Is it paralysis? Is it burn? Is it sleep? Or is it vertigo? Zach.
Vertigo.
You are correct. The other three are status ailments. Way to go, Zach. You guys are now tied, both with 2 points. It's a neck and neck game so far.
This is neck and neck. Oh my god.
All right. Zach, which category would you like to pick from next?
Zelda.
Zelda. What song does Darunia the Goron dance to? Sean's first.
The Gerudo Valley song?
That is incorrect, Zach.
Song of the Valley.
Fuck! That is also incorrect. The correct answer is Song of Storms.
Damn.
And the quote underneath it is, it's really funny. So apparently it's not funny enough to remember, though. All right, so things are still tied with 2 points each. We're on question 7 here, boys. Get pumped, get jazzed. Since neither of you got it, I will be asking the question. I'll be selecting it. And I choose Mario. Mario almost always is wearing his trademark red cap and blue overalls. What color were Mario's overalls when he first arrived on the video game scene 40 plus years ago? Zach, what's up?
Blue.
That is incorrect.
Brown?
That is also incorrect. Mario's overalls were red when he made his first appearance in the 1981 arcade game Donkey Kong. Let's go on to question 8, shall we? I'm going to make it Pokemon for you guys, because, you know, you got to catch them all. What type of move is the beloved Pokemon Gyarados 4 times weak against? Is it grass, electric, rock, or ground? That's looking like Zach. That's looking like Zach.
He's weak against electric.
That is correct. Zach pulls ahead with 1 point. Oh, we're in like the semifinals right now. This is question 9. Zach, what category would you like to answer from next?
Well, Eli, would you like to know?
Why do I feel like it's going to be Zelda?
I'm going to pick Zelda.
That's perfect. But you know what? I have just a question for you, okay. Zach and Sean. Okay. When you're trading items, who do you give the eyeball frog to?
I'm not even going to answer this one. I'm going to pass. Sean, you got it.
Yeah, I've got a pass too. There's too many timelines.
Too many fucking timelines.
It happens. It's quite an expansive universe, so I don't blame you. The correct answer was the Lake Hylia Professor.
Yeah, that was gonna be my random guess.
And the comment is, the professor is kind of creepy.
All the questions are just bullshit.
This could be a tie, boys, which is pretty funny. But yeah, question 10, and I'm going to pick it again. You know what? Let's make it Zelda. Who follows you around and rambles about everything in both games, Ocarina of Time and Majora's Mask? Zach, what's the correct answer?
Navi.
It is Navi!
I demand to speak to the judges.
You know what? Let's do it. This is an all the marbles question. Right? Do you boys want to pick like a video game that's beloved to you or something? Or are you good with the selection of 3?
God hand.
I love that game!
You know what? This is more support than Capcom's given God Hand in years.
God Hand trivia. When was God Hand, the video game, released in Japan? I'll give you a selection of answers. Okay. Was it 2007? Was it 2006? Was it 2008? Or was it 2009? This was the Japan release date. Okay, this one was definitely Sean, Hundo P.
I'm gonna go 2006.
2006 is the correct answer! Sean, you're actually the winner. I hope you didn't like it being in the loser spot. I know you kept it warm for today's biggest loser, Zach, aka Chef.
Zach, I have something to say to you.
Uh-huh.
Now who's not gonna get laid? That's right, me.
Well, that's been the Virtual Boys episode 5. Thank you so much for tuning in as always, and we'll catch you on the next one. Peace.